reading an email from Lonnie up in Canada. This is really interesting, but he connects the dots here with how Bill Cooper, former radio talk show host Bill Cooper, become extremely close to discovering Planet X in his research. And if you folks want to go on YouTube, you can listen to the entirety of this YouTube Bill Cooper episode. It's called America's Assignment with Destiny. I'm just going to start reading this email from Lonnie here. I find this very interesting. This may be one of the biggest secrets being withheld from the public, folks, is the passage of comets. And I've come to this conclusion here within probably the last week or two, that this is what the great mystery religion of Babylon, what that secret really was. Anyway, on to the email. Sheldon, Cooper was detailing how the history was completely wrong, noting that there were people there in the Americas long before Columbus discovered it. It's interesting, Mr. Cooper titled that three-hour series America's Assignment, kind of proof he was trying to figure out what was wrong with its history. If I recall, Mr. Cooper said it was rediscovered. That's an important revelation. Also, he definitely went into a bit of detail that the elites in Central/South America were worshipping the same mystery school practices/knowledge as ancient Egypt. At the same time, he made a point of emphasizing that was a big clue. Now, you can see that Mr. Cooper clearly is interested in figuring out the true history, piecing together the fact that they are hiding something big in our history. You can tell Mr. Cooper's trying to piece together the puzzle as to what it was. He knows it's the same group of people throughout the ages, and he did nail Zionism as the top dog. Listen to God Makers for evidence of that. He knows something big happened in history, and seems to me he's realizing this something big is the mystery school teaching when it comes right down to it. He was trying to find out what that was. Again, throughout his research, he makes observation of the elite's references/worship of the sun in astrology. He was connecting this with our true history piece by piece. Given that he was murdered in 2001 and Professor McCanny was really starting to make waves about that time, breaking away from the Millennium group that he was part of and starting his own site/lectures, that's McCanny, folks. It was a very short gap between Cooper's research and McCanny's. Bill Cooper was looking in that direction. Frankly, McCanny seemed to be looking in Cooper's direction at about that time as well when you listen to his early stuff. McCanny seemed to be fully accepting the hidden hand right about then. IMO, whatever IMO, I see that a lot in emails, but I don't know what IMO means. Can you see what I'm saying here? Bill Cooper was about to connect Zionism and comets in our history. Think about it. Just like Christ, he was exposing these people all day long and for years. Christ said comets. Cooper was right on the verge, but had a way bigger audience. Notice how McCanny never says Zionist or Zionist Jews. You can tell he knows, though, by the way he references them. McCanny clearly realizes the danger of publicly connecting the two. John Moore won't touch it either. I know because I've called his show and brought it up three times over the last 2 to 3 years. John Moore basically goes silent when you say it, stops at Zionism. Cooper would not have kept the connection quite. Lonnie. Well, folks, there's the bottom of the hour break. I'm going to wrap up Lonnie's other email here after the break. So stay tuned. You're listening to The Light of Day on Orion. Hello, folks. Welcome back to The Light of Day. Coming to you live on the Orion Talk Radio Network, Saturday night, May 29th, 2010. Anyway, back to this email that Lonnie sent from Canada about how close Bill Cooper was on connecting the dots to the secret history of the passage of comets into our solar system. I got this from Lonnie on May 20th. Sheldon, right off the top of hour three of that America's Assignment with Destiny episode, Mr. Cooper is talking of the phoenix symbol of the mystery schools and that it's thought the American eagle was originally a phoenix and how one of the things it represents is death and rebirth, resurrection or reincarnation. Now, you and I know that what that all represents and went through the process of discovering it. Cooper was right there. He starts talking about the serpent god of India and ancient Egyptians, etc. He mentions that the serpent plume god is a symbol of the mystery schools. He was one step away that the mystery is knowledge of a comet being our true history. He notes that these same symbols are all over the world up to this day, indicating they mean something very important. I just want to interject, folks, here by just a thought that came to my mind. But a thought just occurred to me here. You know, we have all these ancient tablets and that shows that these people in the past went out of their way to inscript things like comets and shooting stars onto rock. So for those of you out there that think it's got to be Project Harp or whatever, just keep that in mind. That these objects have apparently passed us in our past, and they were a very great concern to ancient peoples. It's interesting, back to the email, it's interesting that Mr. Cooper notes, quote, it appears that all tribes appear to be controlled by these secret societies, just as our modern society is controlled by the mysteries today. Years ago, I made the same observation and was perplexed. How could this be? Prior to the last event, the powers that be had a global empire just like today. When knocked on our butts, there were pockets of survivors, and there obviously were sprinklings of the elites in there, not to mention they obviously went underground last time. And some of them survived that. They would have implemented the same control tactics no matter where they were until they could eventually reconnect, even if it took many centuries. Simple for us to see now, but again, Cooper was only one step away. One half step, really, when you take his incredible mystery school knowledge into account. Now, Mr. Cooper knows there is no such thing as Satan or Lucifer. He states it in other programs that it's man. These people simply had a certain knowledge in which they withheld from others for control. What was this knowledge? Simple, our real history. Cooper knew this, he just didn't quite get to exactly what that mystery was, which were comets. Therefore, this proves he was looking for that missing link. It's just a matter of seeing it for what he was really doing, one brick at a time and proving it as he went. He was only about one brick away. If he had suddenly stumbled onto Professor McCanny, very possible at that time, the entire thing would have dropped into his lap almost a decade before the Planet X crowd today came along. Now, Mr. Cooper clearly stated on many programs that he realized the UFO program and the accompanying disinformation program were human/earthly in origin, and I pretty much tend to agree with that. I figured out the same almost two decades ago, and it was a big clue at the time. Eventually, I realized they were trying to get out of here in time. Cooper would have made the same realization if he stumbled across Planet X, its common sense logic. Again, he was one step away. Next in this program, he goes into the speculation of plate tectonic drifting apart. BS, we now know. The scattering of peoples explaining why the mysteries were global long ago, yet the people were separated by something. Mr. Cooper goes on to ask, was this the destruction of the Tower of Babel? Was this the real truth of what happened in history? It doesn't say that here. This is what has come to mind in my own research and may account. Now, this is Lonnie talking. It doesn't say that here. This is what has come to mind in my own research and may account for many of the legends of all the people of the earth. We have much more study to do, much more putting together of the pieces of the puzzle. It appears to us that at one time all of the peoples of the world had a common source of religion and knowledge, that somehow these people were scattered over the earth and lost their contact with each other and lost their contact with the source of their religion, of their religion and their knowledge. The rest of the paragraph is just as important, blah, blah, blah. What caused this scattering and knocking back down? Obviously, he was asking himself the question. Do you see, Sheldon? He was right on the edge of the cliff, as it were. This is only an analysis of one half of hour three of that episode, America's Assignment with Destiny. How much more proof do you need? Bill Cooper was so damn close to discovering Planet X, and to this day, none of his listeners realize it. So there you go, folks.